Well, happy Wednesday. Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with John Oshie. Here are the stories we'll be covering throughout the day and the remainder of the week before the Jaguars head to San Diego. Obviously, the changes that are coming on defense. Gus alluded to it on Monday. Today, we find out exactly what he has in mind.
Well, and there were some changes. They re-signed Sherrod Martin. I don't think Tuesday's changes, Tuesday's roster moves, are all the changes. There'll be some starting lineup changes. I'd expect something at safety, expect something maybe at linebacker. We'll see how that plays out.
They got to find a way to get it done with essentially the guys that are on the roster, though. That was the effort in the offseason.
Well, yeah, and there's very little. You can make some changes. You can make changes to reserves. You may change the bottom of the lineup. You're probably not going to bring in three new starters who make a high impact in the middle of an NFL regular season.
All right, Blake Bortles was exciting when he got into the ballgame. You could see that there were some passes that were just too far or underthrown. There were some timing issues with the receivers. He didn't get many snaps at all with the first team last week. He gets all of them this week.
Well, on your first point, welcome to an NFL rookie. That's going to be the case. There's going to be throws back across the field, which he made a mistake on Sunday. That's going to happen. What I'm interested to see is, as you said, how much, as the season goes on, does working with the first team, does getting a chance to be with Hearns and Robinson and Shorts, how much does timing improve? It will. It'll be interesting to see the pace of that.
It'll be interesting also to see exactly what these players think about Blake in the starting lineup. There seems to be this idea out amongst the fans that Blake Bortles makes everything better right away.
Right. Well, you'd love that, right? Because that would mean no more double-digit losses.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Ben Roethlisberger thing really applies here. That was a very veteran team that he took over in 2004. It was ready to be very, very good. This team's ready to improve. So if you're looking for the defense to all of a sudden become the 85 Bears because Blake Bortles isn't in, no. Will he help? Can some of the things he do if the offense gets better help? Certainly. That's what we'll be watching for as we go forward.
All right, all those stories and more throughout the rest of the week. Thanks for watching Jaguars.com.